Hi, everybody. This is Dave Garamella, and I am your philanthropist, but also the founder and principal with the Giving Collaborative, headquartered here in Connecticut, but with representation really across the United States, in South Africa, and Europe. The guest we have today is amazing because, first of all, she is amazing, but more importantly, the organization she represents is so, so very different than most of the individuals in places that we've spoken with. It's the Flourish Arbonne Foundation. And I'm going to have Julia really kind of talk through it. But first, let me give you a little bit of a bio on our Orange County, California native and resident. Has always been about giving back to the community. She volunteered as a young age. The passion really sparked a strong sense of devotion to the not-for-profit sector. And she's really kind of blossomed and come into her own in that. And that's really where she wants to be. She brings lots of experience from smaller local not-for-profit organizations. She has a background in training and development. She has some amazing experience working with international granting organizations, and in her current role as the development specialist for the Flourish Arbonne Foundation, she spends her days managing their international grant partnerships. And I've been blessed, and our team's been blessed to work with her on getting to know some of these partners. So thank you for what you do. She has a BA in communications from Concordia in Irvine, and what I think I like most about her is that she needs to live as close to the beach as possible without being in the ocean. I totally relate and I totally get that. So because of that, she'll always be one of our favorite partners. So, Julia, maybe can you talk to us about the Flourish Arbonne Foundation and what it does?
So I've been with the Flourish Arbonne Foundation for almost 7 years now. Our foundation is tied to Arbonne International, which is a direct selling company. And so our independent Arbonne independent consultants are really our donor base. And they actually, we wanted to create this foundation for them as a way where they can get involved in their communities, that they can volunteer, they can give back. And we wanted them to have an opportunity to actually work with organizations and provide grant funds to them. So when they started the Arbonne Charitable Foundation, our grant structure was really different. I had only worked previously with a granting foundation prior to coming to the Arbonne Charitable Foundation. And we were giving, major grants all over the world internationally. You know, organizations were submitting these really intense RFPs, there was a lot more detail, a lot more research that went into it, and it was very extensive. This giving strategy was we had multiple grant cycles per year. Our grant applications were very small, but our funding amounts were also very small. So we were only around $1,000 to $5,000, which is still a lot of money. But
it wasn't the impact you were hoping for.
Exactly. It wasn't that major impact. And then because our mission was so broad, we're talking about improving the self-esteem of teens. And there are so many things that can go into that. So, you could have some things that we had funded in the past were like youth sports camps, because getting out there active would help increase their self-esteem. The coaches would be providing some sort of leadership and guidance and things like that. And then we were also working with, human trafficking organizations. So our who we were granting to was kind of all over the place, which wasn't a bad thing. It was wonderful that we were helping so many different organizations that our Arbonne independent consultants were connected to and tied to in where they live and work. Sure. But being able to tell the story of the impact we were making was really difficult. Really, really difficult.
Have you gotten pushback since you've made this switch? Because you were helping so many and now you kind of disappeared, not disappeared, but that funding source Great. Kind of goes Change. Away.
Yeah. At first, I think it was a little bit of a shock, but the one thing that's really wonderful about our consultants in our field is that they are great with change. They adapt really quickly, and they are very kind and generous. And, you know, if you give them a great reason and explanation and it makes sense, like they will roll with it. And their first question is, okay, how can I help or how can I be involved? So it's been really great, our transition. And so when we did transition, we, in 2019, we kind of started realizing since 2012, we were growing so quickly, and just the managing of the multiple grants, you know, we were working with 300 grants per year. Well, I was managing about 300.
So that's all you were doing. Like, how could you do anything else?
It was so hard. And I was still trying, you know, and I was trying to figure out communication strategy through our social platforms and other various platforms to communicate, you know, the impact and what we were doing, but it was overwhelming. It was really difficult. And even my team, you know, it was difficult to figure out how to do that so that we could still encourage people to continue to give. So we kind of decided, you know, well, let's think about this as we continue to grow. We were wanting to launch the foundation in other countries. But we were concerned, you know, well, if we stick with what we're doing now, it's just, we're going to have to hire more staff.
Right.
So we thought, all right, well, let's figure out a better strategy. So we decided to adjust our mission so that we could better communicate our impact. You know, there is, I guess, a self-esteem portion tied to what we're currently doing now.
Which sure is, there is.
Yeah. So we're, our mission now, we changed, updated our name, kind of gave it a little bit of a fresh name and tied it a little bit more to Arbon International. So we're the Flourish Arbon Foundation. And I mean, I like it. I think it's cool.
It's good. It's good.
So now our mission is to focus on youth mental health, building in the minds of future generations.
Wow.
And we changed that at the end of 2019, not knowing that a worldwide pandemic was going to hit.
Right.
And it was such, I mean, interesting timing. I mean, call it what you want. I thought, well, this is meant to be. It was, you know, out of nowhere. So we knew mental health, especially in our youth. I mean, that's such a topic that I think has been stigmatized for so long. Or at least at that point, but I didn't realize until the pandemic hit, it was like the veil has been lifted in a sense, you know, realizing how not just youth, because I think everybody, you know, was affected by the pandemic in various ways and, you know, was challenged. Our field really got behind our new mission just because I think that they were directly relating, you know, their own experiences of, you know, what this pandemic has done and put people through. And Arbon and International, they were more generous than we could have ever hoped for, and just, they really dug deep and gave, and we had our best fundraising year that we've ever had since our, you know, initial start in 2012. And, you know, we really attribute that to, you know, a lot of different factors, but the connection to our mission was huge. And then not only that, but our grant partners that are doing great work, which you're very familiar with.
I am. It was like a perfect storm. Like, you never want to have to deal with another pandemic, but it almost, feeling blessed because we had the pandemic, because to your point, it uncovered or lifted the veil on the importance of supporting mental health. I know as a fundraiser and then as a consultant, those are always our toughest campaigns to be a part of. In that people don't necessarily want to, they, at least in the past, they didn't want to come forward and say, hey, yes, I struggled with this, but this XYZ organization helped me get better. Now we're finding that that there's nothing better happening out there. Places are raising amazing amounts of money, and programs are being funded that never would have been funded in the past. So thank you for what you're doing with some of these places. Pretty amazing. Oh,
yeah, no, thank you. I mean, when we first were kind of considering changing our giving strategy, and so moving from our multiple grant cycles and then multiple grants of these smaller grants, we wanted to make a really big impact. And so we wanted to give larger grants up front.
Okay.
More strategic partnerships. And so that was one of the requests that we had gotten from our executives, was to really make sure that the organizations that we were partnering with were, had a long-standing history, had, a history of successful programming. And, we wanted to make sure that we had like an outside view, because obviously from our eyes, when you're working with a partner, everybody wants to put their best face forward.
Well, sure. And I get that. That's what you do, right? It's, people are in perpetual sales mode. So exactly. I understand.
So that was why it was so important for us to work with you guys to really get down to the nuts and bolts of the organizations we were considering. And it was wonderful to, have that fresh view from your perspective. I know you guys did a lot of great work.
Well, thank you.
In there. And so we really appreciated that, because now, we're hoping to enter into multi-year partnerships with these organizations and really create a long-standing relationship that we can make a really, really big impact in the lives of youth and supporting their mental health through these programs, which are awesome. So,
well, not letting too many secrets out, but the gifts that you are, giving to these organizations are meaningful, and they are to all of them, because I was lucky enough to talk to, I think, almost all of them, and mm-hmm. absolutely the team did. They would be considered, principal gifts or senior or the largest gifts out there if you were at a university or any other organization. So you've really kind of changed the face of the organization with those gifts. And the fact that they're multi-year, I just think, again, that awesome to you and your team.
Oh, thank you.
So that's thank really
you.
Cool.
Yeah, we're really stoked. We should be.
So, but now, all right. So you gave these grants out there, multi-year. How do you top it though? Right? Like it was, and are you looking at different strategies? What are some of the things you're looking at moving forward?
Yeah. So that's a great question. We had kind of had smaller discussions at this point, I think. Right now, all of it is tied to our fundraising, obviously. So we gotta really hit it out of the park with our fundraising. And this year, our goal is to hit last year's goal. So we'd like to raise $1.5 million this year.
Okay.
So at this point, we have talked about maybe adding one additional partner in each of the countries we're in. So we're in registered as a nonprofit. Oh. The US, the UK, Australia, Canada, and we just recently launched in New Zealand.
New Zealand is up and running now. All right. Okay.
Amazing. So that was a labor of love for sure. So many different rules for every country to launch these charities in. It's It's a lot of work, but it's well worth it. We're looking at possibly in down the road in the future doing one more additional partnership. So we would have two partnerships in each country.
Okay.
Which, you know, obviously they would be in line with our mission and have similar programming. And that way the funds that we have, you know, that we want to be able to give more, but we also want to make sure that, you know, like with any foundation, that the funds are being utilized in the right way. And
yes. And it's okay to challenge these organizations to, you know, answer questions about their financials or what their philanthropy strategic plan is or board development, all the things. I mean, that's how you create sustainability. So I don't think there should be any worries about you asking those questions. I actually have a question from an operations perspective, because you see, I get, you know, different kind of opinions from different people when I'm talking to them. Do you spend down the money raised each year, or is it a percentage? So are you building like endowment? Are you able to do that as a direct selling organization, foundation that supports that?
We are not doing that currently. All of our operational our staff, we have a staff of three currently right now.
All right.
And so all of that is paid for by Arbonne International. So they actually pay our salaries, which is great.
Oh, okay.
So,
good for you.
And a big reason for that was that we wanted to communicate to our field that, you know, the dollar that they're giving is seriously going directly to the foundation and going out to our programming.
There's no, nothing's coming out for operations or salary. That's all right.
Exactly. And so that was a really big thing that was very important to the previous CEO when we had launched the Flourish Arbonne or the Arbonne Charitable Foundation. And so, which I loved. I mean, that's like for any donor, you want to know that your dollars actually go a whole dollar being used. Mm-hmm. Incredible. So, we are paid for by Arbonne, but as far as like, other normal fundraising, strategies and giving strategies, gifting strategies, we don't really operate as like how a normal nonprofit or foundation would operate. And so those things are definitely those areas, you know, like doing major gifts and things like that. We want to be able to do something like that in the future, but with our recent change and of our entire mission and branding and things like that, I think we're just still kind of hitting the ground running and making sure that we have those partnerships in place, all those impact stories. And then I think we do want to start looking at what, you know, typical nonprofits and organizations do.
Well, it's a pretty cool thing, but at the same time, I'm like, wow, I'm glad I'm not in your shoes, because your donor base are your consultants.
Exactly.
And that's, and so there's a finite number of folks that you can go to. So that you hit the numbers that you do. Not that this is supposed to be a love fest, but we're supposed to be give and take, but you do some amazing things. And
it's definitely different. I mean, it definitely forces us to get really creative on how we fundraise.
I
think it's nice because it does provide us, a challenge. We always do our typical, you know, we have our annual Giving Tuesday campaign that we do. And we usually will do like a holiday end of year campaign, but our end of year campaign definitely looks a lot different than everybody else's. We tie a lot of what we do back to our field. And we tie a lot of what we do back to Arbonne International and our business, because we're so connected. And that's what our donors really love. So we're kind of considering not only our mission, but we're considering Arbonne International as well. I mean, we're kind of this one whole unit. And so our field, they really get excited about things that we're connected to. Like Arbonne has generously done product give backs for us. So we had a product, RE9 prep work. So it was a whole line, and generously donated, I think there were different percentages for each country, but it was, I think 25 cents per product was given back.
Wow.
So, and we had that for each country. So, you know, things like that. And we're always working with Arbonne to see, you know, what can we do, mm-hmm. the foundation, and then to encourage the field to know that like their company that they work for, you know, cares, and they give back and they want to make a difference.
You know, the other thing that is impressive about what you all are doing is you continue to give back where a lot of corporations have cut back on their philanthropy and when it's needed most. Right.
Right. So, yeah. I've been really impressed. Our field is really, you know, generous. They want to make a difference. They're very passionate. They're a very passionate community of people. And, you know, we love that about them. And then not only that, but Arbonne International as well. I mean, they will do, you know, we'll run a campaign and they will do a gift match, dollar for dollar gift match for us. You know, they want to do those things, because they want to make a difference as well. So it's really nice. We have, you know, it sounds strange to say that we have a really great relationship, but, I think sometimes it's hard to really dig deep and give really big. Mm-hmm. When the pandemic first hit, you know, we decided to try to, you know, raise some funds so that we can support some of the homeless youth shelters that we've worked with in the past. That was a really big thing that affected our youth. And, you know, Arbonne jumped on the opportunity to do a dollar for dollar matching for us. Nice. And we raised almost $400,000 that we were able to grant to these organizations. Wow. Globe in each of the countries we're in. So, you know, and we did that quickly. That was like, you know, we still had, these were organizations we had already partnered with in the past.
You knew them, so you just.
Exactly. Yep. We had worked with them, when we were Arbonne Charitable Foundation. So we knew who they were and we were able to, have them fill out an application, turn those grants around really quickly and kind of give them that emergency funding that they weren't expecting. And I know that they, you know, were so, so thrilled, especially since, you know, giving in other areas, I think we're definitely, I think some organizations struggled and some really flourished. It was just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're starting to kind of see the fallout now. There's a lot of good organizations that are closing. They just, they couldn't pivot, and hopefully other, mostly in the social service area, will kind of take over and at least fill that void, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I guess with that, looking, kind of putting your, genie hat on or your magician hat, what does the next year look like for you from the foundation perspective, but kind of in general? Are there any things you're concerned about, pitfalls? Maybe you're not. Maybe you just know it's going to be so easy.
Oh, no, that's never easy. Never easy. That's never. We definitely, I think this year, you know, without having kind of the additional matching campaign that we did, you know, in the beginning of April last year, you know, when we did the campaign to address the pandemic, and then have Arbonne do that generous match, you know, that it's interesting because I was just looking at where we were last year to where we are now, and I'm like, why is there such a large chunk missing?
But it was the match, though.
It was the match. Yeah. And so we're, you know, that definitely is, it's going to be an interesting year. We hit our biggest fundraising year ever last year, raising over 1.5 million. And then, you know, that's always the key, is trying to go past what you did last year. And so that's going to be tough for us, but we did just launch a new fundraising platform called Classy. And we are really excited to work with them because we work in different countries, we have multiple currencies. And so we had a hard time finding a platform, just a singular platform that could.
Mm-hmm. No, everything I hear about Classy is always top notch.
Classy.
I was going to say that. I'm like, wait a second. Yeah. I have to be more creative than that. There's some
Classy. No, it's good. I think that's why they named it that. It really is. It's a beautiful platform.
It's so easy.
It's great. Yeah. So I think, you know, our plan is to launch that to the field. And I think, you know, we want to do something really exciting for them. We're hoping that Arbonne will do a matching campaign to really get excitement around the new platform, because what we had previously was, you know, we were using GoFundraise in Australia. We were using Just Giving in the UK. We were using a different platform in Canada also can accept these different currencies because we know that that's important to our donor. You know, we don't want a currency exchange to affect their gift.
So here, I'm going to throw a big old curveball at you.
Goodness.
Can I give to the foundation in like cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or something like that?
Not currently.
All right. I didn't mean to like throw it at you that way, but we launched a post yesterday and we did some homework. There's millions and millions of dollars that are being left on the table by not-for-profits because no one is accepting it. So that was it. That was just my, sorry.
No, don't be sorry. That's actually a really good point. I mean, we're always looking for ways where we can, you know, do something like that. I mean, I was even looking right now. I mean, I think there's even a lot of nonprofits who aren't even accepting Apple Pay at this point, like have and integrating it on their donation page, which, I mean, I have Apple Pay on my phone and it is dangerous because I just purchase anything. Or
if I can't make it monthly easy on my credit card, yep, or, you know, come out of Apple Pay, I don't do it because I forget to write the check or whatever. Yep. I'm making the same gifts.
Right. Just,
that's how
but I think right now. I think that's going to be really interesting. I think there was, I want to say it might've been the American Heart Association that actually will accept Apple Pay on their donation page. And I thought that is genius because it's easier for your donors and all they have to do is click a button. So, I mean, that's something that I'm trying to look into, but.
Good for you, because charities in general, they don't know how to kind of communicate to different, like generationally, they'll just, you know, if they were founded in 1988, that's how they act. Right. So, that's not a good way to sustain yourself and I'm glad you're looking at different opportunities like that.
Yeah, definitely. So I think 2020, great. I'm hopeful that this platform will be awesome and that the field will really get excited about it. I think it'll be nice because it's just one location and one platform which is even better. So we're not having to send different people in different countries, different links. It's just, you know, it's an efficient use of our time as staff because we could spend that time, you know, curating impact stories that we can share with our field. And like, we'd rather be communicating that and putting out these videos to share what our partners are doing and share with our donors what their dollars are doing rather than like, let me go find this link for you. I have to figure out which one. So I think it'll be really great.
Sorry. All right. Any kind of last words of wisdom to anybody out there?
Last words of wisdom.
Or not. You don't have to have any.
Yeah. I mean, last words of wisdom, I would say, I mean, I'm sure like every nonprofit, anyone who works in nonprofit, I mean, just being super flexible and not being afraid to try new ideas. I think sometimes we get stuck in our ways because we know that it works, but that's not always the best way. And I feel like that the pandemic has definitely taught us that you have to be able to adjust and adapt and then not be afraid to try something new. And know that, you know, your donors, they support your organization and your foundation because they care. You know, if you're going to try something different, that's good. It's not a bad thing. Change is good.
Well, Julia, thank you so, so very much for being part of our philanthropy podcast. I had a blast today. This was a lot of fun. I hope you come back and kind of keep us up to speed on what's happening at the foundation. We appreciate you and partnering with you over the past 18 months. So have a great summer. Get to the beach.
Yes.
And hopefully I'll get to meet you in person.
Yes.
This has kind of been an odd year, but again, thank you. So that's it, everybody. If you're interested in being a guest on philanthropy, reach out to us at info@givingcollaborative.com, or you can reach out to our amazing producer, Colleen Murphy, at colleen@givingcollaborative.com as well. Look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.